Radharani goes to Varsana for her appearance day celebration. And on Bhadra Shukla Saptami, Sridhama, Radharani's brother, or her mother, Kirtida, comes and picks her from Yavat. She stays in Yavat. Her mother-in-law, Jatila's house, and takes her to Varsana, where there is a 3-day celebration for her appearance day. So Radharani is at her mother-in-law's house, Jatila's, the mother of Abhimanyu. And she's the mother-in-law of Radharani, and that's where Radharani stays. Usually that's the custom in India, that the girl goes to the house of her husband, or, of course, formerly in Hindu culture, Indian culture, Vedic culture, the many generations would live together, many relatives sometimes, 20, 30, 40 people would live together under the same roof. So it's Jatila's house, and Radharani stays there in Yava. Kirtida goes to pick her up, or Sridham, her brother. Krishna comes from Nanagram and stays there for 3 days to participate in the festival. And of course, Radha and Krishna enjoy unlimitedly their ever new pastimes in their secret hideouts. They have secret hideouts. Even in the house of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, Radharani's mother and father. Krishna and Radharani have secret places where they go to meet, even there. There's a temple in Varsana called Sriji Temple. Everyone goes to Varsana or Mangalarti. So this is a description how Radharani appeared in the material world. This is from the Lalita Madhava by Rupa Goswami, which, as you know, is a play, a drama. Lalita Madhava, that's the Madhava, drama. So this is scene one. Gargi. What is this sweet nectar, Purnamasi? It is Brahma's words. O Mount Vindhya, to fulfill your desire, you will have 2 daughters that will give you a son-in-law who will defeat Lord Shiva and whose virtues will fill the world with wonder. So, of course, Krishna defeats. Gargi, why did Mount Vindhya desire a daughter and not a son? Purnamasi, he had become the rival king of Himalaya, who is the father of Gauri, and very proud of the opulence of his son-in-law, Shiva. So Lord Shiva is the son-in-law of the Himalayan mountains. Gargi, he could not tolerate the glory of his own family. In ancient times, he tried to defeat Mount Meru. He could not rise again after he bowed down to offer respects to Agastya Muni. Note here, Mount Vindhya grew taller and taller until he challenged even his relative, Mount Meru. Agastya Muni visited Mount Vindhya. The mountain bowed down to offer respects. Agastya Muni asked Mount Vindhya to remain in that position until he returned. Agastya never returned, and Vindhya could not raise his head again. In this way, Mount Vindhya's pride was humbled. So, we have to be very, very careful in our dealings with great saintly persons, because they will Purnamasi, yes, the intelligent are like that. Gargi, how did Radha go from Mount Vindhya to Gokula? Purnamasi, she was taken by Putana, the kidnapper of children. That's a new one. I haven't heard that before. Gargi, with fear, witches that steal children generally eat their victims. This girl is very fortunate to be saved. Purnamasi, O daughter Kansa ordered her to kill any extraordinary small boys and kidnap any small girls. So Gargi is female, just so you understand that. She's the daughter of Purnamasi. Gargi, why did the king ask her to do those two things? Purnamasi, he was pushed by the words of Devaki's demigoddess daughter. Gargi, what were those words, Purnamasi? She said to Kamsa, the same person who in your previous birth severed your head with a chakra raised in battle, same person who sages know as he whose two lotus feet are worshipped by the demigods, the same person who pleases his loving devotees by showering them with oceans of nectar of bliss, the same person who is the root from which the universe has sprouted, has now appeared in this world at the time of the moon's rising. She said, today or the day after, eight sublimely sweet Shaktis will appear on this earth. Two sisters who are like great palaces of beautiful transcendental qualities will also appear. When he defeats Shiva, Lord Krishna, the King of Kings, will accept the hand of both the girls in marriage. Gargi, what happened to the second sister, Purnamasi? When Vindhya's chief priest chanted a demon-killing mantra, Putana's heart became struck with fear as she was hastily flying over Vidarbha province. The first of her victims dropped from her and fell into a river's current. Gargi, my father, Sandipani Muni, is omniscient. Why then has he said that as a result of a benediction granted by Durvasa Muni, Srimati Radharani appeared from King Vidarbha's chest? Purnamasi, requested by Brahma, Lord Hari's Yoga Maya potency, remove these two infant girls from the wombs of the wives of Chandrabhanu and Vrishabhanu and place them in the womb of Vindhya's wife. Gargi, with astonishment, did the two fathers know what happened? Purnamasi, certainly they understand. Why would Durvasa Muni not help them? Gargi, how do you know all this? Purnamasi, I learned this by the mercy of my spiritual master, Narada's instructions, which have also made me attached to Radha. Gargi, is it true that when the witch Putana was killed, you took Radha from her lap? Purnamasi, I took not only Radha, but five other girls also. Gargi, who were they? Purnamasi, they were Radha's moon-faced friend, Lalita, Chandravali's beautiful friend, Padma, Bhadra, who acts auspiciously, auspicious Saibya, and splendid and cheerful Syama. Gargi, how were these girls placed among the gopis? Purnamasi, swiftly and secretly, I gave these five infant girls to five gopis in different parts of Vrindavan. In a secret place,
I happily gave virtuous Radha to Yashoda's nurse, Mukhara, and said, "O elderly one, here is your son-in-law, Vrishabhanu's daughter, Gargi. This must be the way Radha's second close friend, Vishakha, appeared in Gokul, Vrindavan." Purnamasi, "No, no. Jatila found her floating in the Yamuna." Gargi, "I did not know that. Who found the Bindya's first daughter as she was floating in the river's current?" Purnamasi, "Bhishmaka." That's how Radharani appeared in Goloka. That's from the Lalita Madhava by Rupa Goswami. I'm going to read some different pastimes of Radharani, but first I'm going to read Srimati Radharani's 25 transcendental qualities by which she controls Krishna, as we heard this morning. Radha and Krishna are one, but Krishna's pleasure portion, pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti, she's the master of Ladini Shakti. So she actually controls Krishna. She is very sweet. She is sweetness personified. She is always freshly youthful. She is a fresh young girl. Her eyes are restless. Her eyes are always moving. She smiles brightly. She is always brightly smiling. She has beautiful auspicious lines, or she possesses all auspicious marks on her body. She makes, now these are all things by which she controls Krishna. So this means that Krishna sees and enjoys Radharani's body. She makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. She can agitate Krishna by the flavor of her person. Well, that's why women wear so many perfumes, but Radharani's body itself is perfume. So she doesn't have to wear perfume. She is very expert in singing. She knows the art of singing. Her speech is charming. There are, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard the Devadasis singing while dancing for Lord Jagannath, he became totally captivated by that sound. So the sound of a woman singing is especially attractive to a man's ear. And in this case, Radharani's singing agitates Krishna no end. Her speech is charming. She can speak very nicely and sweetly. This is also the art of speaking. The art of speech is another way to control anyone. What to speak of Radharani knowing the art of controlling Krishna. She is expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. She is expert in presenting feminine attractions. So among all the feminine attractions, speaking pleasant, a man gets disturbed while dealing in the material world, and a woman knows how to ease his mind by speaking pleasantly, and here by joking. So she is very humble and meek. She is modest and gentle. So, as we've said many times, a woman's greatest beauty is her humility, her chastity. Her strict chastity is not how she takes her clothes off, but how she's actually very humble and meek. It attracts the mind of a man no end. Whereas one can enjoy with a prostitute for a night only, but She's always full of mercy. Very merciful, so Radharani has that quality. She is cunning. She is transcendentally cunning. So she knows how to... I just met someone down in Brazil. He was there with his family. They were from part of Quebec. Quebec, for those of you who don't know. Quebec. And he was a member of the RCMP. Who knows what that is? Not Roman Catholic. It's Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And they're very famous for their saying, "We always get our man." No, they spare nothing to get their man, but Radharani also knows, she's very cunning, to always get Krishna. Because Krishna is the most attractive personality in all the universe. And there are so many gopis. Chandravali, she's in one camp and Radharani is in another camp. And they're always competing for Krishna's favors. And we're going to hear about Virata. Virata has over 1 billion gopi friends. And she was enjoying with Krishna one night, and some of Radharani's friends told her about it, and Radharani became furious, and she cursed Sridhama because he defended Virata to become Shankachuda, the demon. But anyway, that's related to the story of the appearance of Tulsi. So Radharani is very cunning. She is expert in executing her duties. She knows how to dress nicely. So Prabhupada said, dress to please others, eat to please yourself, Chanakya. So we should dress nicely to please others. And Radharani dresses to please Krishna. She is shy. She is always shy. She's always respectful. She is always calm and patient. She's always grave. Prabhupada said in the Nectar of Devotion that grave means, one definition of grave is when no one knows what you're thinking. You're able to conceal your thoughts. You're very grave. No one can tell. But she is expert in enjoying life, or she is enjoyed by Krishna. So that's being expert in enjoying life is to be enjoyed by Krishna, because he's Purushottam and we are Prakriti. They are meant to be enjoyed by Purusha. We should give ourselves to Krishna completely. In front of Krishna, there's no such thing as male and female. We're all female. Enjoy. She is situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love, Mahabhava. Only two living beings have that kind of love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya exhibited Mahabhava and Radharani. Radharani has so much love for Krishna. Krishna can't understand. How does she love me so much? I know I'm lovable, but that much? She's constantly thinking of me and sacrificing everything for me. How is it? She's enjoying more than I am enjoying. She's tasting more nectar than I can even think to taste. Let me become Radha. Therefore he became Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokula. She is the abode of love of the residents of Gokula. So everything flows in Gokula around Radharani's love. She's the standard of love. What is that verse? Bhajavadu.
get it. There's one beautiful verse of Prabhupada called quoted about Lord Chaitanya, strict sannyasi, but he worshipped the mood of the gopis. They loved him. She's the most famous submissive devotee. She can give shelter to all kinds of devotees. She's very affectionate to elderly people and to superiors and inferiors. She's very submissive to the love of her friends. She's always obliged by the dealings of her associates. So if you're in Radharani's camp, then she's very, very good. But if you're her competitor, she has another side. But ultimately, even though she curses Sri Dama, but she also blesses him, she becomes very, begs forgiveness. And even Krishna, in the pastime of Radhakunda and Shyamakunda, she defeated Krishna, and he had to apologize to her. And she was very merciful. But she can't. She just can't control herself. So she acts tough. But inside, every time she sees Krishna's lotus feet, the hoof, the footprints in the mud in Vrindavan, her heart just melts. She starts talking to bumblebees. She goes completely crazy. She takes the bumblebee to be a Akrura, that you've taken Krishna away from Vrindavan, chastised, oh, you rascal. Completely caught up. She is the chief gopi. She's the greatest amongst Krishna's girlfriends. She always keeps Krishna under her control. In short, she possesses unlimited transcendental qualities. Just as Lord Krishna does. She always keeps Krishna under her control. Now we're going to read about the glory of the name Radha. There's a lot of Sanskrit here. I won't chant that. Simply by vibrating the sound of Ra, see Krishna's ecstatic jubilation fully blooms. Simply upon hearing the sound Da, Radha, he chases after the vibrator with great awe and reverence. That's from the Brahma Vaivartha Purana. Ra shabdam kurvatas trashto. Lord Sri Krishna proclaims, the moment I hear the sound Ra from anyone's lips, I grant them the supreme prema bhakti. But the next moment when I hear the sound Da, I completely lose myself and become intoxicated in Radha Nam. Because of my great longing to hear the name of my beloved, I run after the devotees who chant Radha Nam. The holy name of Radha is fully accomplished in perfection as follows. The syllable Rad denotes Dana, bestowal of a gift, and the syllable Dha indicates Nirvana, liberation. Thus she who mercifully bestows liberation into the eternal kingdom of painlessness is called Radha. Brahma Vaivartha Purana. So, Ra denotes Dana, Dana, D-A-N-A, not D-H-A-N-A, or Dana, your tongue against your teeth. Dana. And that means one who bestows a gift or bestowal. So, bestowal of a gift, and that's Ra. Ra denotes Dana. And the syllable Dha, that's with aspirated, Dha, indicates Nirvana. So it's Ra, Dha, Ra, Dha, Radha, Radha. So, Nirvana, one who gives liberation into the eternal, gives the gift of liberation into the eternal kingdom of painlessness, that is Radharani, Radha. Let the name of Sri Radha, in which the two divine syllables are embodied, and which personifies Paravidya, the ultimate truth, eternally shine in my heart. Prabodhananda Saraswati from Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi. Sri Radha and Radha alone are the nectarine name of Sri Radhe, my breath of life. Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi. Why Krishna is called Atmarama? Kalindi stated that surely Sri Radhika is the very soul of Lord Krishna. Now who's Kalindi? Huh? Jamuna? But who is she in Radha Krishna Leela? Kalindi. Nobody knows? I read about her this morning. Let's see if I come across her here. Yeah. Right, but I think she also has another pastime, another name. I mean, we sing Kalindi Jamuna Daya. Bhagavan Krishna, oh no, Kalindi has stated that surely Sri Radhika is the very soul of Lord Krishna, who is Atmarama, that is, one who delights in himself alone. I guess Kalindi is the Yamuna personified. She's a person. That's why she's speaking. Therefore, learned sages who have grasped the secret esoteric significance of this deep mellow call him Atmarama. Bhagavan Krishna is always immersed in Sri Radha consciousness, which is his very soul. Therefore, learned sages who have grasped the secret esoteric significance of this deep mellow call him Atmarama. Know Krishna without Srimati Radharani. Without the mercy of Srimati Radhika, one can never attain Krishna. Therefore, one must remember them together as they are always nicely situated by each other's side. That's from the Dhyana Chandra Goswami's Padati. Srila Dhyana Chandra Goswami. Sri Krishna says, O Narada, if you have faith in the process of prema bhakti and wish to attain my favor, then please become the worshipper of Sri Radharani in the mood of ecstatic emotion. That's from the Vishottara Purana. Sri Krishna says, O Narada, I tell you truly, truly, again, truly, truly, again and again, without the mercy of Srimati Radharani, one cannot attain my mercy. From the Narada Purana. This is the Sri Radhika Ashtotra Shatanam Stotram. Okay, get ready. It's 1,008 names of Radharani. No, I can't read them all. Some maidservant, unable to find her mistress, has fallen on the bank of Radhakund, crying in great anxiety. Being very eager to take exclusive shelter of her lotus feet, glorifying her by singing the following names of her. Radha Gandharvika Akamita, Gandharva Radhika Chandrakantir Madhava Sangini, Radha Gandharvika by the Prince of Raja, who is worshipped by the Gandharva angels, whose luster is like the moon, who accompanies Madhava. Damodara Dvaita Sakhi Kartiko Kirti Deshwari Mukunda Daita Rinda Damila Mani Manjari. Damodara's unrivaled queen, who bestows fame on the Kartik month, the crest jewel of Mukunda's lady's friend, ladies of Mukunda's lady friends, who worships the sun, 10, 11, who belongs to Krishna, Vrishabhanu, or pardon me, King Vrishabhanu, 13, who is born from King Vrishabhanu, 13, Ananga Manjari's older sister, Sridhama's younger sister, the greatest
the greatest. Varajotama. Varajotama. Kirtida's daughter, who is the nectarian object of her mother's affection, who is of the same age as Vishakha, who is dearer than life to Vishakha, who is none other than Lalita's very life, enjoys in Vrindavan, who saves Lalita's life lakhs of times, the queen of Vrindavan, who is as dear to Mother Yashoda as Krishna, who is the only life of the cows, cowherdsmen and cowherd girls of Raja, who is the object of King Nanda's affection, who gets parental affection from Balaram, who is the object of Govinda's love. Govinda is eager to serve his Sarabi cows. Who is very eager to go to Nandishwar for serving Krishna, who is regarded as non-different from her by Dhanishta and seen in her meditations. Dhanishta is Yashoda's maidservant. Where is she, by the way? Who is seen in Mother Yashoda's kitchen, whose cooked grains increase Krishna's life, whose head is smelt by Rohini. Right here, smelt. It should be smelled. But I was thinking she's molten gold, so you molten things that are smelt, but anyway. Who has bestowed a form equal to hers to Subala, who's very fond of Subala, who is nectar in Mukara's eyes, who is afraid to see her mother-in-law, Jatila, who smiles moonbeams after hearing Madhu Mangal's jokes, the she-parrot of whose heart is caught in Purnamasi's cage. Whoa, that's a nice one. The she-parrot of whose heart is caught in Purnamasi's cage. Who increases the pride of her relatives, who is very happy to touch Upendra's feet with her hands, who has placed Vrinda in charge of Vrindavan's gardens, who is known by all the vines, trees, deer, and birds of Vrindavan, whose body shines with fresh vermilion ground with some sandal paste, whose silken dress shines more reddish than the Java flower, whose lotus light the surface of the earth shine crimson red, who astonishes Hari's mind with the sweet sound of her ankle bells, the nice sounds of whose waist bells remove Krishna's fatigue, the pearl necklace on whose firm, raised breasts is everything to Krishna, whose two beautiful arms are adorned with conch shells, bangles inset with various jewels, on whose wrist the beautiful Shyamantaka jewel shines, the shining of whose face defeats that of a golden mirror, whose teeth that shine like ripe pomegranate seeds attract the parrot-like, Agha-Vit, another name for Krishna, Agha-Vit, whose ruby earrings are shaped like lotus buds, whose wagtail-like eyes are anointed with beautiful eyeliner, giving great joy to the eyes, whose nose that is beautiful as a sesame flower is adorned with a round pearl, whose forehead is adorned with beautiful tilak made of fresh musk, whose divine hair braid is worshipped by peacock feathers being defeated in beauty, the arrows of whose glances destroy the patience of Krishna, who defeated the Chanura wrestler. Krishna who defeated the Chanura wrestler. The arrows of whose glances destroy the patience of Krishna, who defeated the Chanura wrestler. Who is blooming teenage beauty personified, who pleases Madhava, who maddens Madhava with her sweet cuckoo-like voice, who is more attached to Madhava's great glories than to millions of lives, whose nectar provides bubbles on the waves of Krishna's glances, who is the abode of cleverness embarrassing the whole world, whose body melts in madness, whose abundant sweetness personified. whose glories are loudly sung by great ladies of the world, who is incessantly praised by beautiful ladies like Sachi, who is expert in singing and playing Veena and the Rasa dance, whose pure glories are sung by sages headed by Narada, giving joy to the world. She is the housewife in the caves in Govardhan. She decorates the kunja. She has a sisterly relationship with Yamuna. Yamuna is the daughter of the sun, and Radha is the daughter of Vrishabhanu, the sun in Taurus. Well, that's interesting. She has a sisterly relationship with Yamuna. Yamuna is the daughter of the sun. Adorning Kundalata's friendship,
she is the professor in amorous raptures from joy, the holder of Govardhan.
She is Lakshmi, holder of Govardhan. She is the life of the enemy, Shankachuda. She is the settlement of Cupid for the love of the son of Gokulendra, who made her own pond after the killer of Arista mocked her, who defeats Shankarshan's younger brother in sports in her own pond. She is the ambrosial pond of enjoyment for the intoxicated elephant who defeated Mura. She is powerful lioness fighting amorous sports with the king of lions, the holder of the best of mountains, who enchants cating bodily fragrance, who agitates Keshava by playfully showing her armpit.
That's good. I've heard that one before.
Who expands her artful plays in the kunja on the bank of her own pond, who makes a bed of divine jasmine flowers there with joy, who takes her beautiful right cheek on Krishna's left arm, who places her beautiful right cheek on Krishna's left arm, who holds Krishna's right arm with her left vine-like arm, whose beautiful broad banana-like left hip touches Krishna's right hip, whose nice mountain-like breasts are being massaged by the holder of Govardhan, whose leaf-like lips are scented by the nectar of Govinda's lips, whose beautiful words distribute nectar cooling Madhava off, whose cheeks are colored by the pan from Govinda's lips, who realizes Krishna's fancies of amorous enjoyments, the profuse perspiration from whose face is wiped off by Govinda, who is being fanned by Vishakha when she falls asleep after playing with Krishna, who has placed her life, body, and mind at Govinda's lotus feet, and who worships the dust of Hari's lotus feet with billions of hearts, who curses her eyes for every second they do not see Achyuta, who beholds Govinda's ever-fresh moonlight face, who is the only enjoyer of Hari's endless sweetness and beauty, who can only blink at the fortune of her co-wife, the Murari flute, who takes Krishna's flute after defeating him in a gambling match. I'd like to hear that story. Who takes Krishna's flute after defeating Krishna in a gambling match, who increases the ocean of Krishna's desires by the full moonbeams of her joking words, who is the moon-like resting place for all the senses of the moon of Raja Sri Krishna 108, the two syllables of whose name, Radha, madden all of Krishna's senses. Whoever recites these 108 names of Sri Radha that consists of all beautiful nectarian Radha Nam with great love, humility, and eagerness will certainly and swiftly behold her mistress. Thus ends Sri Mad Raghunath Das Goswami Sri Radhika's 108 names prayer. Radha Kripa Kataksha. Adored by the host of great sages, She drives away the grief of the three spheres. Her face, like a lotus, blooms with joy, delighting in love's games in secret groves. She is the daughter of King Brishabhanu and lives in the heart of the son of King of Vraja. And when, oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of loving grace, of flowing grace? She rests upon a flower throne beneath a canopy of creepers and boughs of Ashoka. Her lotus feet are lustrous red like coral, yet as soft as new sprouted leaves. Her hand is eager to give the blessing of fearlessness. She is the abode of abundant opulences. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? I guess that's all. There's lots more, but unfortunately, ooh, I have a great fast.